Hello, and welcome to Just Needs, a podcast where we talk about parenting children with disabilities. I'm your host, Christina Kozik. I, too, am a parent of a child with a disability, and let me just say I'm so glad you're here. On this podcast, we talk about everything from receiving a new diagnosis to transitioning your older child out of school and beyond. This podcast is a project of Exceptional Lives, a nonprofit organization that supports families like yours. You can learn more about Exceptional Lives at our website, www.exceptionallives.org. Now grab a seat and listen along as I talk about four things every IEP goal should have. Over the last few episodes, I've been talking about special education and the Individualized Education Program, or an IEP. One question we often hear from parents getting ready for their child's IEP meeting is, what should the IEP say? While this is a great question, it's also a hard question to answer quickly because there really isn't a one-size-fits-all answer. Parents often want advice on what should be included in IEP goals and examples of what IEP goals are. The thing is, each IEP will look different from one child to the next. That said, there is good advice out there on what parents should think about when getting ready to review their child's IEP. Dr. Anne M. Howard, professor at Fitchburg State University in Massachusetts and board member for the Federation of Children with Special Needs, has created a tip sheet for parents called Writing Measurable Goals and Objectives. Dr. Howard's tips help parents answer questions like, does this IEP goal make sense? Is it meaningful? How will I know when my child has met this goal? And what information do I need in order to support this goal? An effective and measurable IEP goal should include four pieces: a student, a skill or behavior, a condition, and criteria. So let's take a look at each one of those pieces in detail. The first piece is that the goal will mention the child, your student. This is important because it will help keep everyone on the IEP team focused on your child, and it will also help the teacher remember which goals your child is trying to work towards, and depending on your child's needs and strengths, this may or may not be the same as the rest of the class. The second piece is that the goal will name a skill or behavior that your child should be working on. This is where it is helpful to think about actionable goals or goals that you can see, hear, or measure. Try to focus on what you want your child to be able to do and what that looks like. So a goal might say that your child is working towards answering 5 questions in a row on a worksheet before, or copying each word in cursive handwriting. The third piece is that the goal will describe a condition or a scenario in which your child is expected to show their skill or behavior. This will allow you and the IEP team to know when the student is expected to show their skill or behavior. Think about different kinds of situations your child may find themselves in during the school day. They may ask questions to the teacher, they may be working on schoolwork, or riding the bus. The situations where your child struggles are the ones that should be included in the IEP. The goal may start like, when asked to complete a task, or when eating lunch in the cafeteria. The fourth piece is that the goal will explain the criteria for performance. This part describes what will prove that your child has met the goal. It will include time, such as minutes or hours, or something measurable like a test score. It may sound something like within 1 minute after the bell rings, or with a score of 35 out of 40 on the test. Now, these pieces sound sort of abstract, so I want to walk you through some examples of goals and identify the parts with you. Let's say your child is struggling with an academic area like reading. The goal may say, Michael will identify the main idea of a passage that is written at his reading comprehension level with a score of 80% on a test. Now let's identify those four pieces. The student is Michael. The skill or behavior is identify the main idea of a passage. The condition is written at his reading comprehension level. And the criteria is with a score of 80% on a test. Now let's talk about a behavior-related IEP goal. Here's an example of what that would look like. Katie will remain in her seat from 9 to 9:20 for 5 days in a row unless given permission by the teacher to leave. Again, let's identify those four pieces. The student is Katie. The skill or behavior is remain in her seat. And the condition is unless given permission by the teacher to leave. And the criteria is from 9 to 9:20 for 5 days in a row. If your child already has an IEP in place, take a few minutes to review it and check if each goal contains the four pieces I've been talking about: student, skill or behavior, condition, and criteria. If the goals don't include all of these, or if you're not sure, contact your child's teacher and discuss the goals with them. While the goals in your child's IEP are considered annual, you can always call an IEP meeting if you feel the goals need to be revised. Remember, it's your right to request an IEP meeting at any time. Ready for more? Check out the show notes for some links to resources on how to create an effective IEP and prepping for an IEP meeting. Also, on our website, www.exceptionallives.org, we have guides that break down special education services, the IEP process, and so much more. The guides were written for the two states of Louisiana and Massachusetts, but most of this information is the same for everyone. Thanks again for joining me this week. As always, I hope this information is insightful and helpful. If you have any questions or you want to share some comments, drop me a line at podcasts@exceptionallives.org. This podcast was written by Julie McKinney and presented by me, Christina Kozik, for Exceptional Lives. You can subscribe and follow the podcast at our website, www.exceptionallives.org/justneedspodcast. Our website has blogs, upcoming events, and a resource directory for Louisiana and Massachusetts. We'd love for you to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Exceptional Lives. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know by leaving a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening.